Good morning. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. You're listening to Dental MD. And I do this radio show so that you, the listening public, can hear about some different ideas in dentistry, ideas and treatments and choices that you might not otherwise get to hear about. You might not know, if you don't know about choices that you've never heard of before, then you wouldn't know to enter that into a search engine and do a search. When you're sitting in the dentist chair, if they don't mention something, then it may not occur to you to ask about another option. So the things that I talk about on this radio show are really the ideas that people don't get to hear enough about. And, you know, there is no or holistic, there are no natural dental schools. The only schools that there are ADA, American Dental Association, accredited dental school programs. Everybody that goes to dental school to the four-year program after 4 years of undergraduate school, all dental schools that you could get a degree and go out and legally practice dentistry after passing a board and getting a license, every single one of them is mainstream. So those of us who practice holistically have gotten extra training. Where did we get that extra training? Different dentists come to it from different ways and for different reasons. Sometimes they themselves have been on a journey like yourself, where they've had a medical issue and they have not had success with mainstream treatments for whatever reason, and have eventually, through one way or another, found themselves availing themselves of natural medicine, holistic medical care, alternative treatments. And that, they may not realize it at the time, but that opens up a door to a total parallel universe of alternative thinking about medicine and health. And once that happens, I mean, it's either they themselves have been on that journey, or a family member has been on that journey, or patients come in and tell them about that journey. And if that dentist is alert, then that parallel universe of alternative thinking becomes something that they begin to incorporate into their everyday life, just like you probably have as a listener of this show and this station. You have probably been on a journey where you have found yourself in the world of alternative thinking about, you know, just name a topic, because it's a Pandora's box. Once you get into alternative thinking on any subject, you're in this other world, and you will hear about alternatives in every, if you're alert, you will hear about alternatives in every other possible realm that you can think of. And so once you're, you know, out of the mainstream box, so to speak, you're in the land of, you know, stuff that you never thought you'd ever hear about or know about. And one thing just leads to another. And before you know it, you become aware of the two worlds. And when you go into a mainstream dental office, you're in the mainstream world. Most of the time, when you're in a dental office, that is a mainstream office, unless you're actually in a natural or holistic or biological or complementary or alternative, whatever word you want to use, type of dental practice. It's very likely that you're going to hear mainstream choices and not necessarily alternative choices. And the mainstream choices are almost invariably designed to make sure that that practice has the maximum profit per hour possible, because that's the way dentists are trained to run their businesses. So that's just a fact of running a business. Unfortunately, that sometimes, not always, but sometimes can be in conflict with offering you, the patient, choices that aren't as expensive and aren't as invasive. If you, let's just take one example. Well, if you have a tooth that's missing and you go into a mainstream office, the first thing they're going to do is look to see whether you can whether an implant will work. And if it won't work, what do they have to do to make it so that an implant will work? In other words, if you go in and you're missing a tooth and the tooth was lost a long time ago and you don't have a lot of bone there, or you've got the sinus is very big and close to the surface, and it's just, you know, you just don't have enough good quality bone in that spot to put an implant that will succeed. They don't begin by offering you alternatives to implants. What they do generally is offer you treatment to augment the ridge, augment the bone. These are surgeries designed to increase the amount of bone you have there. If they have to move your sinus up out of the way and put in bone grafting material, of which there are many choices, and then wait and let that heal and then check it and maybe do another bone graft and then check it, eventually that spot, they're hoping, will heal and be a good location for an implant to be placed once everything is done so that you have sufficient bone. But in all of that treatment, you may never hear about something very conservative, such as a partial. Now, a partial is a nuisance. A partial is removable. You have to keep track of it. You have to take it out, clean it, put it back. But when it's in your mouth, once you've learned, you know, gotten used to it and it's comfortable and all of that, nobody but you and your dentist need to know that you have a partial denture. If it's made nicely and beautifully and artistically, that can look exactly like a tooth that grew there. I mean, they can be amazing looking. And a lot of times the teeth that are missing aren't even really in the cosmetic area of your mouth, the aesthetic zone, as they say. So, you know, a partial is fairly quick and simple and can be made well or can be made like crap and look bad and be uncomfortable and not fit well and flip around as you talk and eat. I mean, they can be terrible or they can be great. So dentists that want to do an implant, if they offer you a partial, it's only going to be like a temporary one, to be worn while your bone is healing and, you know, everything, the area is being prepared for the placement of the implant. And so they're going to get you a really cheap, quick little temporary partial to wear, which they hope you hate. Because if you love it, you might change your mind and not get the implant. So there's all kinds of ways to kind of steer you into the implant, which is, that has really become the treatment of choice for dental offices, even if it isn't the first choice for patients who know what all of their options are. And there's always the option of getting a bridge, which isn't necessarily as destructive to the neighboring teeth as you would think. Now, today's topic, I like to start out just kind of talking about what is holistic and natural dentistry and, you know, why I do the show so that you can hear alternatives. Now, today's topic is actually orthodontics, and that involves moving teeth. But I want to talk about all of the things that can be done with orthodontics and why some orthodontic treatments fail or relapse and the teeth become crowded again. And let's say you go into an office and you're missing a tooth and they want to do an implant, but your other teeth have tilted and shifted because you've been missing that tooth for a while and you didn't have anything in there kind of supporting and holding the other teeth in place. Well, one of the ways to prepare that space for really any of those options, a partial, an implant, or a bridge, in some cases, it is best to do orthodontic treatment first and upright any teeth, parallel, make them parallel to each other, restore, using orthodontics, restore the height of the bite, and maybe deal with, using TMJ therapy, deal with any clicking and popping that may have started to happen as a result of your jaw shifting and slipping into a position because your teeth are tilting and drooping and doing other things. Now, if you end up in an office where they don't offer orthodontics, you may not even hear about that as a preliminary step before getting your implant. They're in a big rush to get the implant in, and you may end up with an implant next to a tooth that has tilted and drifted. And if that's the case, you will end up with a big, open, triangular space between your new implant tooth that you just paid $3,000 or $4,000 for and the tooth usually behind that one, which may have tilted. And now you've got this big triangular space at the gum line where food just goes right in there. And then you have a spot that has to be cleaned forever. Every time you eat, you have to dig food out from between your implant tooth and the tooth behind it that has tilted and drifted. So a lot of times it actually makes sense to do orthodontic treatment to put the teeth back into their correct positions before doing any other restorative work, including implants, partials, and bridges. Now, while you have your orthodontic treatment, you don't want, if this space is closer to the front and it shows, you can have a temporary tooth put on the braces, or you can have Invisalign, perhaps, which has a kind of a tooth space there, and a tooth-colored material can be put into the Invisalign tray to make it look like there's a tooth there the whole time you're doing your treatment. All right, so there's lots of options. I'm going to talk about ortho, what it can do for you, and when it is useful to do ortho first. All right, you are listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. The topic today is orthodontics, and we are now officially located on Mercer Island, and the number there, the old number still works. It's being forwarded, but the new number is 206-257-4921, and the email is the same as it always was, appointments@naturaldentist.com, and the website is the same, naturaldentist.com. All right, I'll be right back after this break.
All right, we're going to start with this. Forget what you know about going to the dentist. You know, I'm talking those painful procedures, metal debris flying all around, heavy drugs dulling your senses. Do your smile a favor. Even do your body a favor. Learn about Natural Dental Health Associates. It's just located right off the I-90 on Mercer Island. Natural Dental Health Associates offers only those treatments that are comfortable, safe, and effective. Suffer from TMJ, snoring, sleep apnea? Well, then you'll want to log on to naturaldentist.com. Want to ditch the headgear? Log on to naturaldentist.com. Worried your kids aren't getting the best care possible? Again, log on to naturaldentist.com. Natural Dental Health Associates has received a 5-star EnviroStar rating for the last 20 years. You can't fake caring. You can't fake commitment. So start with naturaldentist.com and end with the smile you deserve.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. Today I'm talking about orthodontics. And in the first segment, I talked about how it might be a good preliminary step before getting an implant, if that is your choice. Because if you've been missing a tooth for a while, the other teeth may have drifted, shifted, rotated. They may be leaning into the space. And you can end up with kind of ugly gaps in between at the gum line. And the thing about doing orthodontics is there are so many problems that can be solved if the orthodontics is planned correctly. If the only reason a dentist has learned to do orthodontics is strictly for cosmetic dentistry, then a lot of times the emphasis is on your front six teeth. That's the same problem that we have when cosmetic dentists want to do crowns or veneers. They want to do the front six teeth. And, you know, when you smile, if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not driving, look in the mirror and smile at yourself and take a look at the corners of your lips, the corners. Because with a broad smile, you see teeth all the way out to the corner. Yes, the arch rounds back into your mouth, but you do see parts of your back teeth all the way out to the corner. If you have an emphasis on the front six, then you'll see your back teeth kind of drop back into the shadow, and you get what's called a dark buccal corridor, because there's a buccinator muscle in your cheek. That's why it's called the buccal corridor, B-U-C-C-A-L. And you'll see like a bright front six teeth, and then the bicuspids and molars behind it kind of drop back into the shadow, and you have not the most attractive smile if that's the case, even if your front six look perfect. The thing is, most people, when they see you smiling, they're not looking directly at you frontally the way you look at yourself in the mirror. They see you at an angle. So if you have a second mirror and you can look at your smile also from a one-quarter angle or side view, you will see that your side teeth may be in the shadow. They may be darker than your front six. The point of doing orthodontics is to make your smile a nice, big, broad grin. That's what you want. And, you know, there are ways to do it restoratively, but that's not the most conservative. It is the fastest and the most expensive way would be to crown or put veneers on more teeth than just the front six and make the ones on the side brighter and bulkier so that they seem to be, you know, out a little further and show a little bit more in your smile. But the most conservative, and as a holistic dentist, as a natural dentist, I'm always going to offer the most conservative way, which means less tooth dust, less drilling, less numbing, less anesthesia, just less destruction of your natural tooth structure. Now, it's one thing if you have lots of old fillings and crowns that really ought to get replaced anyway for one reason or another, that are dark and shadowy or old and failing, whatever reason. Then you do the veneers and crowns to replace that old stuff, and you do them to enhance the way the smile looks at the same time. But when we do ortho and we want to make the smile broader, we can do expansion of the roof of the mouth, which does a number of things. It gives your tongue more space. It gives your nasal passages more space so that nasal breathing is easier because the nose is right above the roof of your mouth. That roof of your mouth, the other side of it is your nasal passages, air passage. So if we expand, we do a number of things that help with speech and airway and tongue posture, and we make your smile broader and more beautiful. So that is like, it takes a while. It takes a year. Sometimes it takes 2 years. Sometimes while we're making your smile broader, we are also going to be giving you back the correct height of your bite by erupting your teeth into the position where they were supposed to be if they are hypo-erupted, or you have, you know, if your bite is too short, we can correct that partially or fully in some cases using orthodontics by moving the back teeth to where they belong to make the height of your bite correct. And what does that do? That makes your face height more beautiful. What a lot of dentists do, if your front teeth overlap a lot so that you can't see your lower front teeth, what they will do is called intruding teeth, and they take your lower front teeth and your upper front teeth, and they gently, it's not painful, they using braces, they will gently intrude the teeth. So they actually cause them to go down deeper into the bone so that their front teeth will be a little bit shorter, but you won't have as much overlap. When they correct the relationship of the front teeth that way, there is no improvement to your face height. You still will have lips that are thinning out, creasing at the corners of your lips, which makes people look old, and maybe an indent at your chin and a lip curl of the lower lip. And just by intruding the teeth to make the front teeth meet in a more ideal way does not correct face height. It doesn't help with your muscle balance or your jaw joint space or your face height and lip posture. So that's the aesthetics for that technique only works if you're looking only at the teeth and not at the whole face. And of course, there's the function of the jaw and the muscles involved and tongue space. If we correct the overlapping of the front teeth by making the back teeth taller so that the front teeth don't overlap as much, and we bring you back to a more textbook ideal bite position and bite height, we can actually, if we look at the muscles and the jaw joints, we can improve the posture in the jaw joints and prevent wear and tear in the joints, and also correct the lip posture so that the lips aren't thinning out and creasing in the corners. And at the same time, we're correcting the way the front teeth relate to each other so they don't hit hard and you can see your lower front teeth more easily for aesthetics. And all of this can be done using orthodontics if the goal of the orthodontics is function as well as aesthetics. So while we're making your smile broad and beautiful, we can also be correcting jaw posture, joint position, muscle balancing, neck posture, all kinds of tongue position, tongue space, nasal space and breathing improvement. All of these things are only possible when the person, the dentist that is doing your orthodontics, cares about all of these surrounding structures. If all they are interested in is the making your six front teeth straight, and that's six on the top, six on the bottom, then they're going to be doing things like leaving all of your back teeth where they are, leaving the height of your bite where it is, and just moving and rearranging where your front six teeth are. And sometimes if you have crowding in the front and overlapping, they will do what's called interproximal reduction, and they go in between the teeth and strip out some of the enamel, make the teeth a little skinnier so that they fit together and look straight faster. That's what all this, 6-month smiles and all kinds of aesthetic treatments, quick, fast orthodontics, that's what they're doing. They're just doing the front. They're stripping out some of the enamel to make everything go faster and fit together faster. And, that's sometimes they will charge a full orthodontic fee to do just that sort of cosmetic front area. And they're not even solving all these other problems that you might have that could be solved at the same time with comprehensive orthodontic treatment. All right, you are listening to Dental MD. I'm talking about orthodontics today. My name is Dr. Jessica Sapoff. And to reach us to ask questions or make an appointment, you can call 206-257-4921. And you can reach us by email, appointments@naturaldentist.com, or go to the website, naturaldentist.com. All right, I'll be right back after this break.
All right, we're going to start with this. Forget what you know about going to the dentist. You know, I'm talking those painful procedures. Metal debris flying all around, heavy drugs dulling your senses. Do your smile a favor. Even do your body a favor. Learn about Natural Dental Health Associates. It's just located right off the I-90 on Mercer Island. Natural Dental Health Associates offers only those treatments that are comfortable, safe, and effective. Suffer from TMJ, snoring, sleep apnea? Well, then you'll want to log on to naturaldentist.com. Want to ditch the headgear? Log on to naturaldentist.com. Worried your kids aren't getting the best care possible? Again, log on to naturaldentist.com. Natural Dental Health Associates has received a 5-star EnviroStar rating for the last 20 years. You can't fake caring. You can't fake commitment. So start with naturaldentist.com and end with the smile you deserve.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. Today I am talking about orthodontics, and I've covered how orthodontics can work with other treatments to create the best looking smile. And if you go to an orthodontist or a general dentist that is very focused on cosmetics and aesthetics only, then, like I said in the last segment, you may end up with a nice little quick treatment that kind of straightens the front but doesn't address all of the other functional problems that could be solved at the same time. So, you know, a lot of times these are promoted as cosmetic dentistry and quick orthodontics, you know, 6 months or however they advertise and promote it. But usually dentists that do that kind of quick front teeth only orthodontic treatment, they are being warned not to do orthodontics for anybody that has a TMJ problem. Now, the reason for that is because when you move teeth, you destabilize the bite, and if you don't know exactly what you're doing, you can make a jaw joint that was kind of marginal, not like maybe a little clicking and popping occasionally and not painful very often. You can trigger issues that were already present to suddenly have symptoms. Like you can get it onto the radar screen where the patient is now saying, well, you know, my jaw was fine and now it's not, now that you've started doing ortho. But what really happened was the jaw wasn't fine and the diagnosis was missed. The TMJ, the temporomandibular joint, which is the joint of your lower jaw, the way it hinges against the cranium, that hinge joint is right in front of your ear, which is why when there's clicking and popping, you can hear it, and sometimes nobody else can. But that clicking and popping is a sign that there's been a change inside the joint. Things are not operating smoothly. Things are probably under a higher wear and tear situation. If there's noise, then something is rubbing or moving or clicking in a way that is not normal and will cause remodeling and changes, probably osteoarthritic changes inside the joint over time. Eventually, as people age, a clicking and popping jaw joint that used to hurt when that person was 30 and 40 will stop hurting. The parts that were clicking and popping have worn down and worn away, and maybe the teeth have also been worn because of the way the jaw was moving in order to not click, or, you know, moving through the clicking. And this can result in changes in the joint, but over the decades, sometimes the pain goes away in the jaw joint because the parts that were popping and clicking or moving the way they're not supposed to have worn down and broken down and kind of healed. And but it's a good idea to still check the joint, because if it's kind of grindy in there in the joint, then you're bone on bone and you don't have all the cushioning that was naturally supposed to be there. So it is standard of care to check the jaw joints prior to starting orthodontic treatment. The way that a lot of, dentists and practitioners that do orthodontic treatment get around this is by not moving your back teeth. They deliberately do not destabilize your bite on your back teeth. They only rearrange the front six, usually by stripping out enamel from between the teeth so that they can make them all fit together without moving any of your other teeth. And that's how they attempt to keep your jaw joint situation from flaring up or becoming an issue. So what I've seen happen sometimes is a patient will be having orthodontic treatment somewhere and they come in to see me for just, you know, a general dentist checkup kind of thing. And they are still in the braces. They thought they were only going to be in for 2 years, and now it's been 3 years and 4 years, and the dentist is still trying to work with their bite because they still don't have a strong bite on their back teeth. This happens because the posture of the jaw, the way the lower jaw is positioned, if you don't look at the muscles and the jaw joints first, then, and you destabilize the bite on the back teeth, that lower jaw may decide to just shift forward a little bit. If it shifts forward a little bit because the muscles, the teeth are no longer in the way stopping this and preventing it, and the bite is no longer in the old stable position, the jaw may just move forward a little bit. That helps tongue space, airway. The body has a wisdom to it. It knows what it needs. So if the jaw comes forward even a millimeter to improve the muscle balance, joint space, airway, all of that stuff, 1 millimeter of forward movement of that jaw will make your front teeth hit and your back teeth not hit. It's that simple. And so as the whoever's doing the ortho, they keep trying to straighten and get the back teeth together, and the lower jaw keeps millimetering forward. Eventually, it'll reach the point where it's in balance, but the unsuspecting dentist doing this ortho may be quite frustrated as they are getting into the fourth year of trying to get the back teeth to meet again with the front teeth not hitting. Now, if they get really frustrated, they may just pick up a burr and grind down the front teeth where they're hitting to until the back teeth touch. That's not a really good solution, and it doesn't, well, there are ways to fix that problem without picking up a burr and grinding away tooth structure. So, anyway, that if the jaw joint and the airway are all evaluated prior to starting ortho, then all of those problems can be sometimes fully resolved and sometimes improved, which is also fine. And, I mean, everything doesn't have to be exactly textbook. You just want these things addressed. You don't want the problems made worse, and you want everything improved for function where it can be improved. So the standard of care is not to do orthodontic treatment on a patient who has TMJ disorders, dysfunction, problems, clicking, popping, or pain. So the best way to treat somebody, if you want orthodontics, The best way to do it is to align the jaw joints first. Get rid of the popping and clicking if possible. Have the joints heal. Have the muscle spasms stop and improve so that there's a stable bite position where the jaw is no longer popping and clicking, or maybe it's minimized, and the muscles are comfortable, and the airway is improved, and the bite is comfortable for chewing, and the lip position and face height are corrected with an appliance that is not orthodontic. This is a TMJ appliance that will do this and give you that bite position. If that's done first, then if you want to do ortho after that, Now you don't have a TMJ problem anymore because that's been resolved. That takes 4 to 6 months, sometimes up to a year, to get that part resolved. But once that is resolved, now you have somebody that you can do orthodontic treatment for. But that new bite position has to be preserved. So the orthodontics has to be accomplished without losing the new jaw posture bite position that's been established during the TMJ phase of therapy. Most dentists that do provide orthodontic treatment do not know how to preserve the newly established bite position where the TMJ is not flaring up anymore. So you have to go to somebody like myself. There are others as well who know how to do orthodontic treatment, who know how to do TMJ therapy, and then also know how to do the orthodontic treatment to preserve that new and better bite position where the jaw joint is not flaring up or making noise. And then now is the time to start the cosmetic phase where we straighten the teeth and get the bite position orthodontically to match the new position that was established on the TMJ appliance. That's pretty tricky. That takes a lot of extra training. And this is not the quick get a new smile in 6 months plan. This is the really fix everything for long-term health dental treatment. So once that is all done, after the teeth are straightened, now if you have teeth that you need crowns or veneers and you want further cosmetic treatment, now that the teeth are positioned well and maybe even positioned to take that into account, such as allowing space between the teeth and the front so that if you're going to get veneers, your teeth don't have to be drilled because there's already space created using orthodontic treatment, moving the teeth, and you have space in between and you no longer need space to be created using a drill. So this preserves your natural tooth structure, and less drilling means less chance of root canals. All drilling is traumatic for the teeth, and once enamel is removed, you can't get it back. So for cosmetic treatment that is the most conservative, most conserving of your natural tooth structure, you want to do preliminary treatment such as TMJ and orthodontics to prepare spacing so that you can get the third phase of aesthetic treatment, cosmetic dentistry, that can be done as conservatively as possible. I think most of the time you have to go to somebody that knows how to do all of these things in the same office. So, you are listening to Dental MD. I'm talking about orthodontic treatment. And in this segment, I talked about moving forward into an aesthetic treatment after the orthodontics, which is after the TMJ therapy, if needed. And if you want to reach us to ask questions or make an appointment, the new phone number is 206-257-4921. The old phone number still works if that's what you have. Also, you can go to the website, naturaldentist.com, to get more information about how to reach us, ask questions, and find our new location on Mercer Island. And the appointment email or questions email, go to appointments@naturaldentist.com. You'll reach the front desk. You can ask all of your questions and make appointments that way as well. All right, I'll be right back after this break.
All right, we're going to start with this. Forget what you know about going to the dentist. You know, I'm talking those painful procedures. Metal debris flying all around. Heavy drugs dulling your senses. Do your smile a favor. Even do your body a favor. Learn about Natural Dental Health Associates. It's just located right off the I-90 on Mercer Island. Natural Dental Health Associates offers only those treatments that are comfortable, safe, and effective. Suffer from TMJ, snoring, sleep apnea? Well, then you'll want to log on to naturaldentist.com. Want to ditch the headgear? Log on to naturaldentist.com. Worried your kids aren't getting the best care possible? Again, log on to naturaldentist.com. Natural Dental Health Associates has received a 5-star EnviroStar rating for the last 20 years. You can't fake caring. You can't fake commitment. So start with naturaldentist.com and end with the smile you deserve.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff, and today I'm talking about orthodontics. And I'm going to switch in this last segment here and talk a little bit about orthodontics on kids, because there are a lot of things that we can do before they're ready for Invisalign or braces. Invisalign is braces, but I mean the metal brackets and wires, for 20 years I've been doing orthodontic treatment, and I have never used, since I learned, you know, how to do orthodontics, and I learned using brackets and wires because I learned to do ortho before Invisalign allowed general dentists to use their company to do Invisalign. That was back in 2001. And I was actually in the first group of dentists in 2001 to take the certification exam to be able to use Invisalign to do orthodontic treatment. So that's how long I've been doing Invisalign. And ever since then, I've been using clear aligner treatment for orthodontics instead of wires and metal brackets and all of that, or even ceramic brackets, because I prefer not to glue anything to your teeth. Plain and simple. If orthodontics can be done with a removable appliance, then it should be, because that way your enamel will never be damaged. And I'm not saying that it's always damaging the enamel when brackets are put on, but it happens frequently. And then when they take the bracket off and polish your enamel, that's fine. You know, it looks nice, but the enamel has been slightly affected by having had something glued to it and the removal and polishing process after. So most of the time it's not visibly damaging, but I still prefer not to do it. So, Invisible Braces, Invisalign, is the company that I use for almost every case because they have been doing it the longest, and they're, even though it's a very expensive lab for me to use when I do your treatment, what they charge me is a lot to do the case, but it's worth it because they stand by their product and we can do any kind of orthodontic case. In 20 years, I've never seen an orthodontic case that could not be finished using Invisalign or other clear aligners. And one of the reasons for that is because I do all of the preliminaries before I throw on the Invisalign, such as, like I talked about in the previous segment, aligning the joints, getting the muscles balanced, getting rid of popping and clicking and problems, optimizing face height and the width of the smile with other kinds of expansion appliances first, and getting the height of the bite corrected on the back teeth prior to starting the Invisalign phase. So I use Invisalign as part of the process, and it's kind of the finishing, you know, where we get rotations and other, you know, alignment of the actual teeth, how they sit next to each other. perfected or as close to perfect as possible. So let's say there's a child that doesn't have all of their permanent teeth in yet. They still have teeth that are loose and falling out. I believe it is better to wait until those primaries have come out and the permanent teeth are on their way in to start aligner therapy. And prior to that point, there's still a whole lot that can be done. And we can do expansion. We can shape the arches. We can get the joints aligned. We can get the neck posture right. We can make sure the airway is as optimal and tongue position as optimal as possible, face height corrected, cross bites, midlines corrected, height of the bite corrected. All of that stuff can be done while the child has teeth, the primary teeth. The teeth can be loose, the teeth can be coming out, and new teeth coming in. And we can still work around those teeth that are moving and coming in and going out with our custom-made expansion appliances. Expansion, bite correction, jaw correction, airway improving kinds of orthodontic appliances that we custom make right in our office, in our dental lab. Everything is designed by me after I've looked at the case and done all of the preliminary checking and exam and x-rays and measuring and all of that stuff. So we can get a whole lot of stuff fixed, corrected, and prevented during, let's say, age 5 to 6, all the way up through age 12 to 13, getting all of the expansion and cross bites and midlines and height of the bite and jaw posture and all that stuff can be almost, in most cases, totally corrected. And in some cases, when all of that is done, everything looks great. It's coming in. There's enough room for everything because we've expanded. Not every kid needs to move on to the formal phase of the orthodontics, which would be Invisalign at our office. Invisalign for teens or adults. So we have a lot of cases where we've done so much preliminary work that the teeth come in, we make room for them, the teeth come in where they're supposed to, and there's no further orthodontics needed. That's the ideal. When we can get everything, my goal during my phase where I'm seeing these younger kids for interceptive orthodontic treatment, we're doing expanding arch development, tongue space improvement, face height, midlines, vertical height, jaw posture, all that stuff. I can get all of that done before and during the eruption of the permanent teeth. My goal is to make it so that they are finished at that point and don't even need any further orthodontics. No further orthodontics for some of these kids if we can get all of that done. So that is my goal, is to be done when we're, you know, finished with that. Now, when we get to that point and all of the permanent teeth are coming in, sometimes even if there's room for teeth, they still come in tilted and rotated. They just do. The tooth bud was aimed funny and the tooth is a little rotated, or, you know, or there's a space between the front teeth, diastema, the midline, that kind of thing. That, you know, you look at your child's teeth and their smile and you decide, are we going to have that be just like the natural characteristic of my child's smile, or do we want it corrected and perfected? If you want it corrected and perfected, then you go on to the Invisalign. And if you like a little bit of kind of variation and the teeth look, you know, beautiful, the smile is beautiful, and it's got a little bit of like natural characteristics for that person, little variation, that's fine too. All right, so today I've been talking about orthodontics. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. Let me just tell you again how you can reach us. The phone number is 206-257-4921. By email, appointments@naturaldentist.com. And we're on Mercer Island downtown on 27th Street. We are right above Mercy Vet and O Chocolate. So that should help you find us. You go up and around the back, and we're on the back of that front building for that development. All right. Well, we hope to see you, and thank you very much for listening. and I'll be back next week.